time now for StoryCorps. On this Friday before Memorial Day, a story about Max and Kim Voltz, a husband and wife who served together in Iraq. Max and Kim were on the same Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit. That's the Army's elite bomb squad. One night in 2003, Max called in the location of an explosive, and his wife was sent to disarm it. Kim didn't survive that mission. Max recently sat down for StoryCorps to remember her.
We deployed in 2003. We were in the same unit, and she ripped bombs apart by hand in Iraq just like I did. There was no being scared, no doubt, no, I might die. We never talked about that. But she died on a incident that I sent her on. That night, she was at a different base, and I tried to talk to her on the phone before she went, just to tell her, like, an extra be careful. But she was already on her way to take care of it, so I didn't get to. Her wounds were severe. One leg was blown off, and she was in a medically induced coma when I got to the hospital. I talked to her the whole time she was in there. The nurses were telling me to talk to her because they assured me that they had seen people come out of comas before and that they remembered hearing things that people said. I mean, what are you going to tell your wife who's dying? That you love her and you don't want her to die. But I knew she was dead a long time before the doctors stopped working on her. You hold someone's hand and then it feels different. I called her parents. You know, I didn't want it to be a stranger knocking on the door in an army suit. I told them that she died in my arms 10 minutes ago. She did something that most people weren't willing to do. And I don't want people to think that because she was killed while she was working, that she was bad at her job, or that she died because she was a girl. She did the same job that guys who think they're tough do, and she did it just as good as I did, and I think I'm the best that there is. I got married to her when I was 25. Our plan was to retire from the Army. Now I'm 36, and I still don't have a plan. I am an Army widower. I don't think there's very many of us. And when I receive a condolence letter from a high-ranking government official that says, "Mrs. Voltz, we're sorry for the loss of your husband," it just makes it seem like nobody knows we exist.
Max Voltz remembering his wife Kim, who was killed in Iraq in 2003. This recording will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the Library of Congress. Or get a podcast at npr.org.